heard.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Fighting soldiers from the sky, fearless men who jump and die, men who mean just what they say, the brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand, men who fight by night and day. Courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest, make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here, our second hour on Thursday, the 4th of April. Prep for tip today, I'll encourage everybody to read the book with the title World Without Cancer. I say again, World Without Cancer. The author is G. Edward Griffin. I just found out earlier this morning that Ty Bollinger also has a book out. I thought it was just a DVD series, The Truth About Cancer. They're both excellent publications, and I encourage people to read one or both. We have patient waiting in the green room, my friend Steve Hunt. Steve is the proprietor of Gold Wealth Financial. That website is goldwealthfinancial.com. And, of course, there's a link on my homepage at thelibertyman.com. And we're going to talk about the economy and finance and your role in all this, ladies and gentlemen, how you can gain knowledge and how you can protect your family and your family's assets and what might be coming right at us. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, John.
Steve, I've got your website here in front of me, and on your blog section, you've got an article titled, What is Happening at the End of March, and What Does It Mean for Gold? This article published just a few days ago, March 29th. Something that really caught my attention in this article is that according to the World Gold Council, central banks last year, 2018, purchased 651.5 metric tons of gold. That sounds like a huge amount to me. Is my impression correct? Is that a huge amount of gold for the central banks to buy in a 12-month period of time?
That's a tremendous amount.
Yes. Well, maybe they might know something that the average guy that reads the Wall Street Journal or Fortune magazine doesn't know.
Yeah, they're trying to keep up with other world powers like China and Russia.
Absolutely. And China and Russia are apparently selling much of this gold themselves. If they're able to sell that much, they must have a tremendous stock and inventory to hold back for themselves, right?
Well, yeah, I mean, China doesn't even let citizens sell their gold outside the country. If you own gold, you're forced to sell it inside the country.
Amazing. Absolutely amazing. Well, this Basel III, there's an outfit called the Basel Committee on Banking Supervision. Are they headquartered in Switzerland? Do you know where they are?
I do not know.
Okay. Well, I just wondered. It sounds like something that would be headquartered in either Belgium or Switzerland, one of those kind of places. Regardless of where they're headquartered, the stated goal is to put in place protocols for these banks so we don't have a repeat of what happened in 2008. That's what they say publicly, isn't it?
Correct. And they think that by buying as much gold as possible and not limiting the rules to have zero risk, is what they're saying, that now you can buy this gold and there's zero risk, which I've never heard of such a thing in my life. If, you know, you've never gone into your stockbroker or investment analyst and they've told you that you can have something with zero risk now. So
right. It's
kind of it's mind-boggling, that little phrase that they put in that caption.
It is. It is mind-boggling because it flies in the face of the advice they've been giving for decades, at least since World War II, right?
Right.
Well, that is an amazing thing. I recall getting into arguments that have no end with various stockbrokers about the owning gold and silver, and their basic argument against it is they don't pay interest. Well, a cattle ranch doesn't pay interest either, does it?
No. You know what's funny about that? In 17 years, I've met quite a few financial advisors, and the interesting and sad part of this is it doesn't give a monthly commission to a broker either. And that's one of the reasons why you go to any broker or advisor and say, how come you haven't recommended gold in the last 15, 20 years of my portfolio that you had with me? And if they can't say, you know, I never have, and gold's up 300-400%, there's something wrong.
Absolutely. Well, my understanding is that when somebody makes a career choice to become a stockbroker, that very early in the training, possibly in the very first week of training, they're advised to not get involved in the stock and bond market themselves, aren't they?
True. Very true.
Now, that's very revealing, I think.
<No. Nope.
laughs> I think. If you're training to become a salesman for Ford pickup trucks, and the Ford pickup truck trainer said, you really don't want to buy one of these trucks. What would that tell you about what the career path you've chosen?
You might want to go a different route.
I think so. Now, I do know that when it comes to vaccines, that many people who advocate and administer vaccines don't get to themselves, and they're prohibited from talking about what they know. But it's just the opposite. Now, with Gold Wealth Financial, the men and women who work for you, they believe in what they're doing, and as opposed to stockbrokers, they actually do buy the product that they sell, don't they, Steve?
Yeah, there's not one person that works in this building that doesn't personally have gold or silver in their safe. It's you know, you believe in this. This is one of those careers where you believe in it. You know that this is about to happen so much that you get so involved. And that's what happened to me. You know, I used to buy for my dad back in the day, and I got so entrenched in the story of it and why it was so important. And I kept doing more research this, and well, you know, I wonder about an internship in this kind of type of business, and you know, took me down this path. And I'm grateful for the path I've taken, and it's helped me out through a couple different crashes. So,
well, it's been said, and it's certainly been true for me and most people I know. You don't pick your career picks you. Would that be a fair statement for yourself there?
Absolutely true. Yes.
Yep. And that's typically that's what I've seen for many men and women and the various career choices that they pick. Well, you made a good choice there, Steve, because you're helping hundreds of people all over the country now with the outreach through the John Moore Radio Show. You're reaching people you would never reach otherwise, aren't you, sir?
Very true. You know, there's a lot of people that I've spoken to in the last few months that, you know, I'm very fortunate to be able to speak to, even people that just called in to tell me they enjoy listening to us on the show. So, you know, I'm very grateful for that.
Well, for a newbie just coming into it, You have a publication, it's a free download at your website, that if you have internet access and a printer, you can print it out and read it at your leisure or just read it on your screen. And it's called the Rookie Mistakes Guide. Now, if you don't have internet access, and many of my listeners don't, just give Steve a call, and he'll mail a copy to you, ink on paper, and Steve's telephone number is 480-440-7100. I say again, 480-440-7100. Now, Steve, there are certainly companies larger than yours in this business, on one hand. On the other, it's difficult to get the personal attention and the personal expertise that you offer the people that you do business with, right, Steve?
Well, that's absolutely the truth. You know, I started at one of the top two biggest companies in the country, and that's where I was for quite some time. And you know, the problem with it is when you have 75 brokers and, you know, you're talking to, you know, 250 people a day, how much attention are you really giving somebody in 8 to 10 hours?
Exactly. I mean, that's
a lot of people, and, you know, it's one of those things where I didn't like having the assembly line, you know, of people that you had to talk to in a certain amount of time, and that wasn't appropriate. That's not the way to conduct yourself, and that's not how you build a reputation either. So, you know, I wanted to do it a little bit different.
And if you spent more than the allocated amount of time with a particular customer, you'd probably be penalized by the company, wouldn't you?
You know, I spent most of my time on my cell phone talking to people after hours. I would write down numbers and the people that wanted phone calls back to talk for longer periods of time. And that was on our own discretion. And you know, I've done that for quite some time. You'll catch me on the weekends talking to people now.
Well, that's because you believe in what you're doing. You want to help people achieve their goals, understand what those goals can be, and helping people get clarity and the focus they need to achieve their goals is part of what you do, isn't it?
Well, it is. You know, there's not a lot of people that are on Sputnik News this morning like I am, reading articles, you know, that say that the dollar is about to collapse, the greenback is nothing, and the global reserve is changing. I mean, you know, you really got to have somebody in your corner that's looking at news sources from all over the planet, because, you know, if you're just watching what's on CNN and Fox, you know, unfortunately, you're just not going to get the truth. And you're going to have blinders on, and you're going to sit here and go, everything's nice and rosy all the way up until the end when they change over the currency system and you lose 70% of your dollar. You know, and that's the sad part of this.
Right. Well, the United States is very transparent. The United States government is very transparent with the income and expenses and the debt. It's no secret. The debt of the United States is, depending on which source you're looking at, either about 20 or 21 trillion, or about double that, at about 40 to 42 trillion. This trillion with a T. These numbers are hard for a human brain to wrap around, aren't they, Steve?
Well, yeah. You can go to, I mean, there's a website called usdebtclock.org, and you can see every debt you've ever wanted to know about for our country. I mean, it's a one massive screen, and everything's ticking up by the second. And you can look at, you know, military, you can look at mortgage debt, student loan debt, credit card debts. I mean, it's mind-boggling to look at the U.S. national debt right now. That's at $22 trillion. Mortgage debt's at $15 trillion. Personal debt's at $19 trillion. U.S. total debt's $73 trillion. I mean, these are numbers that if you ask the average person to write down, they wouldn't even get it right. They don't know how many times you put a comma in trillion.
That's a lot of zeros.
Yeah, it's a mind-boggling number.
That's a lot of zeros, and I don't want to dwell on that too much. But China and Russia do not have similar modalities announcing to the entire planet the status of their economy, do they, sir?
They sure don't.
No. There's a lot of speculation about the amount of gold owned by China, and that's all it is speculation. In the meantime, people need to protect themselves. The U.S. government has a debt that can only be dealt with in a couple of different ways. Neither one is good. Either repudiating the debt, which would cause the inability to sell any more treasury bills or treasury notes, people would, if we repudiate the debt, or hyperinflation to make the debt cheaper. Is there a third way to deal with it that you're aware of, Steve?
You know, I honestly believe that there's going to be a system where they're going to take gold bullion again, and they're going to make a new currency, and they're going to back it. It's just my personal belief. It's not anything that's... Look, there's a lot of people that talk about this. I'm sure you've probably even heard it too, John. You know, if we go back to a gold standard, and I don't think they could do 100% backing, but if they did a 50% backing of the dollar with gold, and by doing that, they then take the gold price and they make it $5,000 or $10,000, all of a sudden that debt disappears. Because right. the value of the currency would pay this off. And I've read so many different papers about this and different theories and how easy this would be. And it's, believe it or not, this is the most easy situation. And it's going to hurt U.S. citizens because if you don't have gold, they're going to lose a tremendous amount of money. But it completely wipes our country back to zero, and we're not in debt anymore.
Now, that kind of reset, which obviously would be an excellent choice, long-term, for that to work and be effective long-term, the out-of-control spending, like a drunk sailor from the United States Congress, would have to come to a halt, wouldn't it?
Well, it would, but that's what happened back in 1933. People don't realize this. We've already done this before. We owed all this debt to different countries, and we had to confiscate gold bullion. And we, you know, people were getting paid $20 for every ounce of gold that they had, and they said you must turn it in, or you're getting fined $10,000 or 10 years in prison. And back in 1933, that's a very big number. So everybody turned in their gold bullion, and at that time, you know, they got paid $20. They said, okay, no, you can't own it, you can't buy it. All of a sudden, okay, now you can buy it back for $35. Well, what happened to the 75% of the money I just had, invested in this? You just lost 70% of your wealth overnight.
That's right.
That's how we paid all of our debt. And we got out of debt extremely fast. We sent crates. We literally had crates full of gold that we sent to Europe and paid off our debt because they wouldn't take our paper. They didn't want nothing to do with it. They said, if you're going to manipulate your paper that much, we want nothing to do with it.
Well, that was smart on their part of the Europeans. And then only about 12 years later, at the end of World War II, they owed us for all the things that we've done, which has never been repaid, to my knowledge, has it?
I don't think it has.
And probably won't be. After all this period of time, probably will not be. Well, we can't change things at that level. What we can do is take care of ourselves and our families. And the way to do that is give Steve Hunt a call at 480-440-7100 and just start talking to Steve or one of his people. They're all well qualified to talk to you one-on-one. Let them know what your concerns are, the goals that you want to meet. And if you're not certain about the goals, Steve and his people will help you achieve the focus and the clarity you need to set reasonable, attainable goals. Not flights of fancy, but goals that will fit your lifestyle and your budget. Right, Steve?
Well, that's absolutely the case. Anybody who calls me, you get the same question. Are you looking for privacy? Are you looking for insurance? Are you looking for profit? You know, and we start right there. And it's you have to know what you're looking for. You don't just invest into something blindly and say, you know, just throw some money in there. You have to have a reason for what you're doing, and then, you know, we'll tell you why different avenues are going to achieve your goal. And you know, we're going to hold your hand and take our time. That's who we are.
Right. No rush. Get to know the people. Find out who they are, what their specific situation is. And everybody's going to have a slightly different situation, aren't they, Steve?
Yeah, everybody's different. You know, everybody's looking to, you know, I've had people that are trying to get completely off the radar, which, you know, a lot of your listeners are trying to do. I've had a lot of people that are trying to hand down wealth to their heirs. And they're trying to do it privately. You know, people that are worried about a collapse, a reset. I mean, there's so many different reasons. IRAs, people are trying to take their IRA money and put it into gold and hold it physically. There's so many different scenarios, you know, we could talk about it for hours.
Oh, absolutely. Well, we talk about it half an hour every week.
Yeah.
And we don't have hours. We got basically 24 minutes. But the good starting point is the Rookie Mistakes Guide. Getting involved in something that you have not done before, when you're a newbie, when you're just getting started, this will help avoid the mistakes. Here's our break. We'll be right back.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. I want to talk to you for a moment about my friend Steve Hunt and his company, Gold Wealth Financial. That's goldwealthfinancial.com. You may not know, I didn't know until recently, that you could have gold and silver in your IRA. It's a wonderful idea. Many IRAs are subject to problems such as inflation or, in the event of an invested IRA, fluctuations in the stock market. Few people realize there's a smaller alternative, a precious metals IRA. Contact Steve at GoldWealthFinancial.com. If you don't have internet access, give them a call at 480-440-7100. Be sure and ask for the Rookie Mistakes Guide. It's free. He'll mail it to you. If you don't have internet access, he'll drop it a copy in the mail to you. If you do have internet access, it's a free download at his website at GoldWealthFinancial.com. Great people, great service. Get in contact with my friend Steve Hunt. Thank you very much.
I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, down there I'm not forgot to look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on the frosty morning, look away, Dixieland. And I wish I was in Dixie, hooray, in Dixie's land I'll take my stand and live and die in Dixie, away, away down south.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Thursday. It is Thursday, the 4th day of April. Visiting with Steve Hunt, the proprietor of Gold Wealth Financial. There's a link right there at the top of my homepage for Gold Wealth Financial. Just look for that Gold Wealth Financial logo there, goldwealthfinancial.com. Steve, it was news to me. I only found out when you and I started working together that people could actually put physical gold in their IRA. I mentioned that in my spot that we just ran here a moment ago. And I would say, would it be a fair statement, Steve, that most people are not aware that they could put physical gold and silver in their IRA? Would that be a fair statement?
You know, I bet you half the people we talk to have realized that you can do that already. But I would bet you 90% of the people don't know that you can take physical possession of it. You know, most people know that you have to have it stored at a depository, but, you know, the whole idea of having physical metal as a safe haven, most people don't realize that if you have a retirement account, I can have it sent straight to your doorstep. and it's still 100% tax deferred in an IRA.
Well, that's good news. It should give people some peace of mind that they can do this and still be part of an IRA if they choose to. That's a great option. I don't know what it took. Was this a matter for Congress to get that to happen, or how did that work?
You know, as things, this rule start changing over time about, you know, depositories and LLCs, the minute that you could do an LLC IRA and buy property for rental purposes inside of it, you know, it changed everything. And now
it
gives you the ability to buy physical gold and take possession.
Good, good. Well, that's very helpful for people to have another option to get involved in physical gold, physical silver. It's fascinating. At the top of your homepage here, Steve, at goldwellfinancial.com, you've got this continual 24/7 scroll across the top of the current spot price of gold, silver, platinum, and palladium. And these prices change moment by moment, don't they, sir?
They do. They change on the second.
Amazing. Amazing. Right now, gold and silver and palladium are down a fraction, and palladium is up a fraction. And it changes moment by moment, 24 hours a day, 7 days. It's an international market, isn't it?
It is. And you know, one of those things that we talked about with the whole BISIL 3 thing, you know, and I've done a lot more research into that whole BISIL 3. What I'm being told is these banks are starting to buy gold now, and they're buying it. Obviously, they're not buying it from myself or even the biggest companies in the country. They're buying it straight from mints, and they're buying it from world mints all around the world. And until those mints get depleted of their gold and they have to raise their prices to buy from more miners, you're not going to see that reflection. They think it could take, you know, up to 30 days before you start seeing prices just start screaming out of control. Because once the, you know, they deplete their inventory and they have to buy again, they're going to start marking that price up considerably.
Is gold mining and gold production worldwide up or down or pretty stable right now?
Last I've checked, and I checked probably about a month and a half ago, everybody seemed to say it was about the same as it's been for a while. So, you know, silver is down. A lot of countries and companies don't want to mine for silver just because the cost is so low that they're you know, barely breaking even. But gold is pretty steady.
Well, that's good to know. Supply continues, and that'll help everybody. And gaining knowledge is critical. You only don't want to get involved in spending hundreds or possibly thousands of dollars without gaining the knowledge first. That's where the free Rookie Mistakes Guide comes in, to help avoid expensive mistakes that you may get some great product, but they're not the product that you need. Right, Steve?
Yeah, that's right. You know, that's one of the things is if you make an investment, are you buying the right thing? You know, are you getting the product that's very true for you? You know, don't buy something just to buy it.
Right, right. Well, these are long-term investments that, you know, once you got them, you lock them up in a secure location, preferably a good, strong safe that has, if you're keeping it on your own premises, with lights, locks, alarms, insurance, to protect these assets long-term. Right, Steve?
You know, that's what I tell every single client. You know, you buy it, you put it in the safe, pretend it's not there, you know, but, you know, if we give you a strategy, you know, if we call you in a couple of years and you've made 300% of your money, we tell you to cash it out. You know, you should always take your profits and run if you get that opportunity.
Right, right. Well, it's a matter of personal preference and personal discretion as to what they do in the future. People might just want to leave it there for their grandchildren or their great-grandchildren, right, Steve?
Yeah, a lot of people do. A lot of people like to buy this for their heirs, like I said, and they privatize their transition of wealth.
That's there's so many options, and the portal to find out about this is goldwealthfinancial.com. If you don't have internet access, just give Steve a call. He'd be glad to talk to you and mail you the Rookie Mistakes Guide. Steve, thank you, sir. We'll have you back next Thursday.
Thank you, sir. I look forward to it.
Okay. Got about an hour break. We'll be back with Open Line. Stay tuned.
are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We have a special promotion going on at Republic Broadcasting. This is a fundraiser for Republic Broadcasting involving the Energy Cleaner. Mail me a postcard. My address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. We pick a postcard every other Thursday. When your postcard is drawn out, you get to buy an Energy Cleaner for $215 instead of $285, $70 discount. $200 goes to Republic Broadcasting. You also get a 10% discount on my mattress pads. So get those postcards in, put your name, your telephone number, your email address on there, and when your postcard is drawn, you get to get an Energy Cleaner for $215 instead of $285. Mattress pads, 10% off. Help us out at Republic Broadcasting and help yourself to get an Energy Cleaner at a deep discount. It's a win-win situation for everybody. We hope you can get these postcards in soon. Thank you very much.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendovite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in Extendovite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendovite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendovite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
John Moore is taking your telephone calls right now on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Pick up the phone and join in the conversation. Call 1-800-313-9443. That's 1-800-313-9443. And thanks for listening to RBN.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Thursday. It is Thursday, the fourth day of September, of April, excuse me. I got distracted for a moment. We're having some open lines this half hour. Talk about what you want to talk about. This is your show, and we have open lines to talk about anything, any topic that you want to talk about. The big news, of course, continues to be the Mueller report and the release of the full Mueller report. A lot of commentary on this. There are things in there that should not be released publicly. Grand jury testimony that would possibly harm people's reputations. Methods and sources used to gain intelligence that would be harmful to our intelligence community. So it needs to be redacted. Now, Congress, there's various congressmen demanding the unredacted full text of the report. I have mixed feelings about that. I don't believe these congressmen can be trusted to maintain privacy, things that need to be kept confidential. I really don't believe that. They have a track record of not doing so. The Attorney General has announced that he would release the report the middle of April. And let's see, middle of April would be what looks like a week from Monday. Monday would be the 8th, and the 15th would be the middle of the month. 15th, 16th would be, he didn't give a specific date, but the 15th or 16th of April would be the middle of the month, obviously, a 30-day month. What's the big deal? What's the big deal waiting another 11 or 12 days? We had to wait 2 years for the report. So what is 11 or 12 days? Not a big deal to me. Barn's not on fire, is it? It's no particular emergency. Nothing you can't wait. The Democrats are desperate for issues. Now they're demanding that President Trump release tax returns for the past 6 years. They can't compel him to. Maybe President Trump does what I do. I don't file tax returns. I haven't done so since, 1992, I believe. Once I found out I was not liable, why would I do such a thing? I have no liability. How do I know? Well, I asked the IRS. If I had a tax liability, I offered to pay it. If I had a tax liability. That would be the right thing to do, wouldn't it? If you think you owe money to somebody, ask them. They'll tell you. So the Mueller report continues to be the top headline. Now, there's lots of issues going on all over the planet. What's happening in the Middle East, of course. What's happening in Syria, Iraq, Iran. Now, we've really made a mess of the Middle East. I gave a speech the fall before we invaded Iraq, advising that we don't do that, to the St. Louis Rotary Club. St. Louis Rotary Club includes the former director of the CIA, by the way, as a member. A lot of Fortune 500 executives, very prominent people in the St. Louis community, attend the weekly Rotary Club meeting in the Missouri Athletic Club in downtown St. Louis. The man who sponsored me, he brought me in there to speak. He's been going to these meetings every Thursday for, probably 40 years. He said afterwards, John, I've never seen these men as quiet and as respectful for any speaker as they were for you. And I took that as a compliment. It was a compliment. Well, I advised against the invasion. Now, the joint resolution of Congress, House and Senate, had about 18 or 19 whereases listing all the reasons why they wanted to give President George W. Bush authority to invade that country at peace with its neighbors, pose no threat to anybody. You read those whereases, it's very clear very quickly that the reason Congress was giving authority for the president to use military action against Iraq was the non-existent, make-believe, fantasy nuclear weapons program. That was it. That was the main reason. The non-existent, made-up, make-believe, fantasy nuclear weapons program that Saddam Hussein did not have. Did he have weapons of mass destruction? Chemical weapons? Of course he did. They were all stamped made in the USA because we gave them to him or sold them. They came from us with the full knowledge and consent of the United States State Department and Department of Defense, because that's where they came from. They went to our ally, Saddam Hussein, our ally against the Ayatollah in Iran. Iraq was involved in bloody wars against Iran. Tens of thousands of men died. They got to the point where the Iraq military was being decimated. They got to the point of putting teenagers on the battlefield with sharp sticks. That's how desperate they were in these wars. I believe it was two wars, I may be mistaken, but at least one war against Iran. Our ally. Now, why would we invade Iraq? Because of a make-believe fantasy nuclear weapons program. Well, obviously, that was not the reason. The reason was Saddam was going around the petrodollar to sell the main thing that Iran had to sell, Iraq had to sell, which was petroleum products. Both I don't know how much unrefined oil they sold, but they did sell refined product, gasoline, diesel fuel, other refined products, because they had refineries, still do if they still work. That's the main product that, as far as generating cash for the government and the people of Iraq, that was it, oil products. What else comes out of Iraq? Fresh fruits and vegetables, that's not going to carry very far, and probably consume most of those on site inside the country. When Saddam made the decision to sell his petroleum products going around petrodollar, that's when he signed his death warrant. Muammar Gaddafi, same thing. When Muammar Gaddafi decided to sell oil outside the petrodollar, he signed his death warrant. You don't do that. You don't. You'll have the full force of the United States coming up against you if you do. That's my reality. That's my reality. I don't know what yours is. There's an excellent book I'll recommend if you understand what's been going on for more than a century involving oil and wars. It's a simple two-word title, and PBS did a docudrama on it as well, more of a documentary, I guess. The title of the book is The Prize. The Prize. It's the same title for the documentary Public Broadcasting System did. The Prize. Giving the evidence and documenting the involvement of big oil in every war since, including World War I, and forward, the major wars, that is. I'm not clear or understand any connection between the Korean War, for example, and oil. There may be one. If there is, I don't recall it. Vietnam, clearly there was. There's massive deposits of oil right offshore from Vietnam. So, of course, that played a role. And World War I and World War II both had major involvement of oil interests in both of those wars. And I was watching Fox News earlier this morning, and they interviewing they get some people to give statements in a restaurant, and they call it Breakfast with Fox. And one of the young man being interviewed, a very articulate, obviously bright young man, Caucasian male, was advocating the Green Plan. Is that what they call it? The Green Plan of the Democrats? Worried to death that we're going to destroy the planet because of human activity. What a fantasy. What a fantasy world this man's living in. And I know most of my listeners don't believe that. Almost none. If you want to help convince the people that it's a fantasy, do the following. Print out a copy of the Paris Climate Accords. Print it out. It's about 19, 20 pages. No big deal. And when you get into a discussion with somebody, ask them the following. First of all, do you believe that human-caused climate change is a clear and present danger to everybody on the planet? And of course, they will agree. Do you agree that the Paris Climate Accords is a way to help cut down the human activity causing climate change? And of course, they'll agree with that. Then you ask them, have you got a copy? Have you read it? And of course, they'll say, no, I haven't. And that's when you pull it out and say, here it is, right here. And here's on this page where it says, oh, by the way, India and China, which have 2 out of 7 people alive on this planet, India and China can make all the harmful planet-destroying CO2 greenhouse gases that they want to. They'll be shocked. They'll be surprised. But that's the way to destroy their belief and destroy their argument that human-caused climate change is a clear and present danger to every living being on this planet. Because if it was, you wouldn't give more than a billion people in China, more than a billion people in India, a ticket, the ability to make all the CO2 greenhouse gases they want to. You wouldn't do that. Those two thoughts, those two beliefs, those two understandings can't occupy the same space. They can't. It's not possible. Now, people have an emotional attachment to these matters. And as I frequently mention, one of the first things I learned in college debate was that you can't use a logical argument against an emotional argument. You can't. And you're probably not going to convince people that have an emotional attachment to this matter. Doesn't mean you shouldn't attempt, make the attempt. Doesn't mean you shouldn't do it. I'm just giving you a heads up in advance that it's unlikely you'll be successful. You might. There's a possibility. You might. But I think there's a high likelihood that you won't, even though the evidence is clear and convincing with the documentation that they would profess to believe in. The people who believe in human-caused climate change, I'm sure, were outraged and angry and disappointed when President Trump, early in his administration, announced that he was withdrawing from the Paris Climate Accords. Well, I'd say get over it, because that's the right thing to do. That's a money-making deal, not for American citizens. That's a money-making deal for the people behind that scam. That's all that is a money-making deal. The whole concept of a company making excess CO2 greenhouse gases and having to pay money instead of being ordered to stop it, and then how they can buy credits from people who don't make much and buy these credits from people who don't make much CO2 greenhouse gases and use that to offset the greenhouse gases that they make. Who came up with this insanity? You know, more and more I reflect on what I'm seeing in our society and our culture, and I see insanity everywhere I turn. A little segue here. A man who believes he's a woman is mentally ill. And if that man wants to go into the locker room where my granddaughter is changing her clothes, and I'm aware of it, it will not have a good ending for the man who believes he's a woman. It won't. Now, if I'm arrested and go to jail, I'll go there with a smile on my face because I did the right thing for the right reasons. So be it. People who have a mental illness, such as being sexually attracted to someone of the same sex, or believing that they, a man believing he's a woman, or a woman believing he's a man, my heart goes out to them. And the fact that they have a mental illness, it doesn't mean that we stop doing what's right and start allowing men into the girls' locker room, or women to the men's locker room. I recall it's been, how long has it been? 30 years that female sports reporters demanded to go into the men's locker room. Now, I've never been a professional athlete, but I don't believe my attitude would change. I don't want a woman reporter in the same room where I'm taking a shower and trying to get cleaned up. I don't want that. And I'm pretty sure most male athletes wouldn't either. Now, have men reporters demanded entrance into the females' locker room? Not that I'm aware of. Maybe it's happened. I don't know. But wouldn't that be fair treatment? That the male sports reporters go into the women's locker room just like the women have demanded? And that, I think there was probably lawsuits, I don't recall specifically, but I'm pretty sure there was lawsuits of female sports reporters demanding entrance into the men's locker room. So why don't the men reporters demand the same thing? Maybe there's too conservative and too polite to do that. It's the wrong thing. It's wrong, obviously. It's wrong. What a strange environment, what a strange turn our country has taken to where we treat mental illness and give special courtesies, special allowances for people with mental illness to do things that are otherwise illegal. That's wrong. That's absolutely wrong. Now, it needs to stop. We need to have men and women showing up at these school board meetings where this activity is taking place and letting them know that you will not let men into the girls' locker room. We have a break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. I want to talk to you for a moment about my friend Steve Hunt and his company, Gold Wealth Financial. That website's goldwealthfinancial.com. You may not know it, but Gold Wealth Financial is also a broker for precious metals. Yes, he buys and sells precious metals. That would be gold and silver bullion, bars and rounds, and gold coins and silver coins. If you have gold coins and silver coins and bullion and rounds you want to sell, give him a call. He'd be glad to talk to you, arrange a fair price, and get cash in your pocket. His website's goldwealthfinancial.com. His telephone number is 480-440-7100. I say it again, 480-440-7100. Great people, great service. You'll be very glad that you contact them. Thank you very much. Back, ladies and gentlemen, we're back. J.R. Moore here on Thursday, the 4th day of April. I was reflecting earlier this morning, that the place my parents bought when I was a freshman in high school was, in fact, a hobby farm with 5 acres. It had about 3 acres of fruit and fruit trees, a large garden plot, maybe 70 by 70 feet, a very nice chicken house to keep the chickens safe and secure. We didn't run it as a hobby farm, but that's in fact what it had been prior to my parents' purchase of it. It was a hobby farm, made down in Jefferson County, Missouri, up on a ridge. It was a very nice place, great place to spend my late adolescence while I was in high school. Beautiful place. And that's why I advocate is people, for the hard times ahead, become part of, somehow, some way, become part of a hobby farm. That would be a smart thing, wouldn't it? It really would. A place where you can have, a hobby farm is a place where everything grown there to be consumed, fruits and vegetables and meat and eggs, milk, if you have milk goats or milk cows, is meant to be consumed by the people that live there and run it. That's what a hobby farm is. At a safe distance from a major metropolitan area, a neighborhood where people are self-sufficient and people will look out and take care of each other, that's the best of both worlds right there. I know it's not easy. I know it may be difficult to make that move yourself, to start your own hobby farm. If that's a very difficult thing for you, you might want to look at becoming part of a hobby farm that already exists. Hobby farms need two things, labor and money. So there might be a way you can become part of a hobby farm without actually living there full time or owning it yourself. If you can contribute either labor or money or both, you might find a very good reception to you becoming part of a pre-existing hobby farm. That would be a good thing. A safe haven for you and your family, a great place to spend weekends if you are a city dweller, and help the owners of the hobby farm achieve their goals. Truly a win-win situation. Tomorrow morning, we're going to have Tom Berryhill with us, first hour, talking about emergency survival communications. We'll be talking about that also on my cruise, on the John Moore Patriot Cruise Patriot Symposium cruise coming up this October. The second hour, we have my friend Dr. Lynn Wilbert. He's my wife's personal physician, my personal physician, talking about health-related matters. That's how we'll wrap up the week. We start out next Monday, of course, with my friend Sam Andrews and Firearms Monday. It's a show that gets a lot of listeners to it for very good reason. Sam is at the very top of the heap when it comes to doing research and development in optics, projectiles, ammunition, training, all those things. That's it for the day. Medical supplies, drink, plenty of essential oil. Now, like you can, farm ammunition, never, ever give your guns. Please do a fun, safe, productive day, and God bless America.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822.
or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extend.